USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
And if a nominee actually reaches the floor, then I will vote based upon the qualifications of that nominee.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney regarding President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, which the president announced will be made on Saturday. Meanwhile, delivering a virtual speech to the UN General Assembly, President Trump is hitting China again over the global coronavirus pandemic.
We have waged a fierce battle against the invisible enemy, the China virus, which has claimed countless lives in 188 countries.
Much of the West has been burning for weeks, and there's no let-up. Dozens of major wildfires are burning across several states. One of the most concerning fires is a wind-driven bobcat fire that's threatening more than 1,000 homes near Los Angeles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just the start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democrats and Republicans working to avoid another partial government shutdown. With the latest, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The latest effort to avoid a federal government shutdown appears to be failing. With just 9 days to go, House Democrats introduced a short-term spending bill, but it doesn't include the bailout money for farmers that President Trump has called for. Senate Republicans now say they'll vote against the bill once the House passes it later this week.
Tropical Storm Beta is moving inland and dumping a lot of rain on the Texas Gulf Coast. The storm made landfall Monday night, and forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say some areas could get more than a foot of rain. Despite being told to evacuate, these Gulf Coast residents tell NBC News they're staying put.
No, we stay for every tropical storm.
If it was a Category 4, we were in trouble, we would have been gone by now.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories regarding President Trump nominating someone to replace Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court, one of the names we're hearing is Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Coney Barrett is a pro-life Christian conservative. She went to high school with Congressman Mike Johnson from Louisiana. He tells Fox News what he remembers about Barrett.
We came from different parts of the state in Louisiana, but we met in leadership, student leadership events when we were younger, and she stood out even then. When we were 17 years old, Tucker, this is a person who's extremely talented but also gracious and humble. And that is the kind of leadership that's recognized and not imposed. She's had a phenomenal career. She's a brilliant constitutional scholar. And I'll tell you what I told the president on Saturday. I've spoken to him about Amy a couple of occasions over the last couple of years because we wanted her to have this position. I said, Mr. President, to sum it up, she's a female Scalia, sir. She, of course, clerked for Justice Scalia. She learned and studied constitutional law under him, and she is cut out of the same mold. And I'm telling you, Tucker, she is exactly what the president promised the American people when he said he would appoint justices just like Justice Scalia. She's the one.
William LaCroix is set to be the sixth federal inmate executed by lethal injection this year in a U.S. prison in Terre Haute, Indiana. LaCroix, a believer in witchcraft, in 2001 killed a woman who he believed put a spell on him. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.